What's good, guys and gals? It's probably been like a month, or at least it feels like a month, since I did a podcast episode. So I've got new jams ever since the last episode. So I want to talk about new music I'm jamming and let y'all know who the artist is, what the song is, and all that good stuff. So without further ado, let me go into talking about what I've been jamming. So, Literati's got his new Glory album out. I've been jamming that, you know, the I'm a Sinner, I'm a Saint, the remix featuring DJ Overdose, formerly of Chopaholics. That's my jam right now. I've been jamming that recently. Also, Driven has a song. It's kind of old school. This one's 2017, but it features Trey 9. That's T-R-E, number 9. He's a Houston homie. You know, he's out there doing the outreach, and he's a Christian rap and hip-hop pioneer. He was doing music back in the 90s, and he's got at least 4 albums, I think, out, you know, ranging from the ones in the 90s, the mid-2000s, to his more recent ones like Missionary Minded, and I can't remember the newest one, but he's got some good songs. Anyways, yeah, check out Trey 9, and you know, there's a lot of good podcasts where he's kind of talking about the development of Christian rap and hip hop, where it's been at, where it is now, and kind of where it's kind of where he and others might be forecasting where it could be going. Also, kind of been jamming some stuff by Andy Mineo, What Up RG, and No Big Deal. This one's called Willie. What Up RG's not on that song, but I've been playing his album. I'm trying to think of the name of it. The one with Lil Holy on it. I'm scrolling through my iPhone, kind of looking for the song, so I'm not just like, trying to find it, you know. Yeah, like trying to think about what it is and can't remember. But here it is. It's called Pleasant Hill, and that's What Up RG. And it's all together. And then we got Down South by Mike B featuring Von Juan. It's from the album Holy Matrimony. I don't got the album, I just got the single. I get stuff that has Von Juan on it, so I don't even know much about or even who Mike B is. I got the Lie to Me song, The Story of Eve single by Angie Rose. If you're a Kingdom Hearts fan, I got the Simple and Clean song. It's not really Christian rap or even Christian. It's more like I'm a gamer, and I just, a lot of y'all gamers out there probably feel nostalgic about that song, and I do too. Not really sure what the words of this, lyrics of the song are. I have the instrumental of that song as well, but I really think the lady has a pretty voice, and maybe, and hopefully one day she'll collab with Janine Weigel, and they can do something with Gavi and make like a Christian like dance or gamer sounding song. I don't know. Or maybe one day I'll get out there more and collab with the big names. I know it's hard sometimes. Like, as a Christian, we're supposed to not want to be like famous, but I still want to like do big features and do big stuff. I don't want the limelight, you know what I'm saying? So, like, sometimes it's easy to feel shame in trying to reach for big features, but I dream big at the same time, and I, like, would like to do bigger, better music and not just be known for Puppy and Kitty. Like, oh, look at that, like, weirdo playing, like, some strange music, you know? Like, I want to do some better, like, 116 kind of stuff, you know? But anyways, some more songs. I got some Adam Paul singles. These are like Christian love songs. So if you like stuff like Drake and Chris Brown and stuff like that, then I guess you might like it. It features Paul Alba, actually, like both songs, Adam Paul and Paul Alba. One on One is one of the songs, and the other one is called Vibes. So those two singles, they're like love songs. And Paul Alba actually did songs with my friend Joe Angel Esquivel back in the day. Like they had a, Joe had this song, 18 years old, I never felt this way before. The song was called Hello. It might be on SoundCloud still, I'm not sure, but they did another track when I was still hanging out with, like, when I first started hanging out with Joe. I still hang out with him today. I visited his apartment recently. But yeah, like, he, back when he was living at his mom's house near Sealy Park in Alvin, Texas, the little house across the street, actually, from the sign, you know, he was living in that house, and I was visiting him, and Paul Alba and him both recorded a song called At the Studio. It was like, all night up late, chilling at the studio, all night up late, chilling at the studio. Let me look that up, actually. I'm going to look that up on YouTube and see if I put that song out there. Joe Angel at the studio. I don't know if it's going to come up or not, because I took a lot of stuff down. Like, he's got his Choppa song on there, Choppaz. If you look up Joe Angel Music on YouTube, let me see what comes up so I can, because whatever I look up, y'all probably will see if it comes up. So he's got Fire by Joe Angel from his Trials EP or whatever, and then he's got his Flexin' song, and that's on my YouTube channel, his Glow song. So I don't think I got At the Studio. I might re-upload that in the future. Somebody hit me up and remind me if I don't do that anytime soon. I get busy, so I might put that song back out there. He's got his song Joy in the Morning. I'm just scrolling down and down and down. And that's how you'll find his music, Joe Angel Music, on YouTube. And then just scroll down and you'll see these names that I'm mentioning. Natural High by Joe Angel. I made a playlist, so that might show up. If not, oh, there's a Blessed Up from the Feet Up song. That's a throwback. Focus, that's another song. Now I'm starting to see, like, other people's music. Oh, there's another one. Spaceships to the Moon, I think, or something like that. Yeah, I'm starting to see more other people. So he's kind of scattered out in between. Here's another one, Shine for Jesus, featuring Alliance by Faith. Those are throwback dudes. That's Cypreme right there. Cypreme and La Rhymes. From back in the day, like 2005 and 6, they did Alliance by Faith. A duo, Christian rap, and they had peeps like Trey Nine and Bon Juan on their tracks, and Wondrous. I think Trey Nine was on some of their tracks. I don't know, but I know that some old school peeps were on there, you know, like Bon Juan on the Work Hard, Pray Hard album. And so it's pretty cool that Joe Angel knows Paul Alba and Cypreme. He just hasn't become, like, real popular. He's a fan of What Up RG, and he said that he someday wants to do music with What Up RG. When we went to a Better Late Than Never tour, he told What Up RG that someday that, you know, you're probably going to see me again. So I'm really praying and hoping that's the case for Joe Angel. You know, he's got talent. I believe, you know, that you know, he's got a bright future in his music, you know. Like, it's just underrated. Like, people haven't heard of him, or he hasn't got the promotion and exposure that you know, he needs, you know, or, like, maybe just some of the, you know, he hasn't really, like, got the, like, I guess, business savvy kind of help that he needs or whatever. He's good at the music and stuff, but like when it comes to like marketing and putting stuff out there, he's got a lot of like stuff that he's still kind of learning to do. So he's got fire music. It's just a kind of a marketing thing. And the same thing I think with my other friend, AJ. But yeah, like I think the Choppa song is the only official like iTunes song that Joe has right now. I've kind of helped him in the right direction to kind of get his music, you know, into more places than just SoundCloud and like YouTube. But most of his music is on YouTube and SoundCloud at the moment. I think, you know, the more like actual features he actually does with people, like on official songs that are out on iTunes and Amazon, that's going to be better for him. And he's probably going to pop way more when he's actually on the actual platforms and not just like underground, like stuff that, you know, people sometimes you still can blow up, you know, on YouTube and SoundCloud, but, you know, a lot of artists, you know, get found and stuff on like iTunes and Spotify and stuff like that. You know, he's got connections. Obviously, he's worked with ABF and he's worked with Paul Alba. And they've got, you know, work. He's got some work history. It's just stuff that's not been heard as much by the public, you know. And then he has that song with Fifth-O on Spiritual Vapor mixtape. So I thought that was pretty big because Fifth-O is actually on the Crawling remix, you know, which is by Christ is King, a Christian rap artist. And so, you know, that Crawling remix features Chris Chicago from Engine Radio, 91.7 FM from Houston, Texas. So there's a lot of like Christian rappers, including some peeps from my church, you know, Preach, Jonathan Ray Gonzalez, and some other people. I don't think AJ Voice was on there, but he was on the I don't think they put it anywhere other than YouTube. I think it was just a music video. I don't think they put it out on iTunes or anything, but there was like a what they call those things where a cipher, where they all jump on and kind of freestyle, or they all kind of jump on and just band together on the track. Maybe it was pre-written, probably not a freestyle, just kind of just, hey, let's all come together and represent for Jesus and, you know, be like this big Christ clique kind of thing. So that's pretty cool. I like that Houston Christian rap cipher. I don't remember what it's called exactly. It's if you look it up on YouTube, it should come up. Houston Christian rap cipher. Yeah, there it is, the very first video, and you'll see Fifth-O's right there. We're wearing that Old Man Made New t-shirt, and then some other people there in the background. But I'm going back to my iTunes to talk about some other new hot music. This one is not rap, but I think it's a pretty cool song. It's called Hallelujah. Your Love. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Your Love Makes Me Sing. Oh, yeah, that's what it is. By Brenton Brown. Now, the reason why I mention this is because maybe one day KB will take some of these, like some of the most and famous and best Christian music worship and praise songs and make them into Christian rap, because that's what he's kind of done with his Your Glory Alone or His Glory Alone album. Recently, he did the Army song And, you know, if you know anything about some of these Christian, like, music that he, or some of these praise and worship songs that he's made Christian rap remixes of, I think it was, like, people like Michael W. Smith and Chris Tomlin, those kind of artists, you know, that he's kind of taken inspiration from some of their most popular songs and turned them into Christian rap slash, you know, trap style remixes of the praise and worship. And it kind of helps the young people who don't normally listen to worship music kind of vibe, and they're like, man, this goes hard. Like, maybe they've been to church and heard some of those songs, or maybe they've never been to church. And, you know, like, it makes it cool for those who maybe been to church but weren't really much into praise and worship. And then for those who are, like, you know, outside the church, it gives them, like, a first exposure to something that's, like, you know, Christian and stuff. So I think that's pretty cool. But I'm going to keep talking about other songs. I haven't really listened to this one yet, but it's called Eyes So Blue by CJ Sharon. He's like a Christian rap slash punk rock dude that I've kind of found out through TikTok. But I think he deleted his TikTok. I know recently, like, when I first watched him, he's this blonde haired dude that looks like Jeffree Star with, like, long hair. But recently he kind of cut his hair short, dyed it black. And, you know, like, he was kind of talking about how he wanted to, like, I guess, spend more time, you know, like, focusing on what God wants him to do. Like, he felt like maybe that some things could be, like, a distraction. And I know I always talk about my friend Ree Beloved. I think the same thing is kind of, like, happened. Like, he's taken a hiatus from YouTube, and he made his YouTube channel private. I don't know if you can do that with TikTok. Maybe CJ deleted his TikTok, you know, but yeah, Ree Beloved, Ree Beloved, he made it known on his Facebook that he was going to spend a few months away from social media and to be, you know, spending some time with, you know, with Papa, or, you know, Father God, you know, and just, he wanted to, you know, hear from, you know, God or whatever. You know, you need to kind of spend time alone with the Lord, praying and fasting, and sometimes that means giving up, like, social media for a time so you're not distracted by all the noise. And that brings to mind a book that I recently listened to called To Hell with the Hustle by Jefferson Bethke. That's Bethke. Most people know how to spell Beth. Jefferson. So, yeah, like, look him up on iTunes or whatever you use to look up audiobooks, and, you know, get that. I know you might be paying $15 or $20, but it's definitely a really good listen. Like, you know, it's kind of listening to a podcast. And you don't have to, like, buy the book and, you know, read through each page. I mean, you might like that, you know, or want to do that because, you know, reading is cool and a good practice, you know, to have. And, you know, some people like to collect books as well for their own personal library. But if you're somebody that's, like, constantly busy and don't really have time to pick up books and read them, and maybe it would be good for you to get that audio book and listen to it while you're working or doing whatever. But it's like a book that talks about, like, you know, getting alone with the Lord and away from all the mess. You know, you hear, you know, the Lord better in the quiet and the silence. You know, you might not like silence, but that's where God speaks to us when we're not always busy and distracted and stuff like that. He talked about how Moses kind of lived what seemed like to most people a boring life when he went out to the wilderness and got married to, I think her name was Zipporah, and you know, just kind of lived out there away from Egypt for the longest time, you know, or away from the Pharaoh, and then he went back to rescue his people later on when God spoke to him in a burning bush, you know. So, you know, a lot of people would think, oh man, you know, that dude lived a boring life and stuff, and his greatest calling didn't come till, you know, later on, you know. So sometimes we just got to be patient and wait, you know, for God's timing on certain things. And, you know, I know I'm kind of like getting off of what I was talking about originally. I'm going to go back to the music in a few minutes or whatever, or seconds, because I literally am doing this podcast before I go to work, but and I got to be out the door here in a few minutes. But yeah, like, you know, sometimes you just got to, like, you know, say no to certain things, like, and also not be distracted too much by phones and computers and stuff like that. Spend quality time with family and friends, and, you know, don't burn yourself out. You know, that's pretty much what the book is saying, but there's a lot of great words that I don't, you know, typically use, that Jefferson Bethke says it, you know, perfectly in a way that I can't really express or describe here in a few minutes. So, like, y'all check out that book, To Hell with the Hustle. But yeah, that's what Reed Beloved's doing right now. That's what CJ Sharon, I think, is doing. Probably breaking away from social media for a little while. He's still, I guess, putting out music, because I got his, you know, new song, Eyes So Blue. Haven't checked it out yet. But I will soon. But I also got a new album that's Spanish and English, by 116. That, you know, if you ever heard of Funky or any other, like, Christian reggaeton artists, you know, this album by 116 called Sin Vergüenza, I don't know how to pronounce it, but, you know, look up 116, the numbers, just the numbers, 116 on iTunes, and it should pop up. Like, you'll see, like, this flag and a palm tree and a basketball goal on the cover art. But the very first track is fire. I heard that song on Engine Radio while I was at Cole's Flea Market in Pearland. And if you don't know anything about Cole's Flea Market, it's mostly Spanish people there. And I was pulling out. I was, like, going home and leaving. And I was driving by where, like, you know, out of the little parking lot where people kind of cross. So I'm sure there's Spanish people hearing my Spanish song, like this really cool new 116, you know, Spanish Christian rap music. And I'm like, man, this is so awesome. Like, this needs to be played all day, every day, like, or every time I come to the flea market or somebody. Like, I hope one day, like, you know, a bunch of, like, people in the Spanish culture embrace 116 and Christian rap, you know, because I know, like, you know, like, Mexican culture, like, a lot of times you hear of Muerta and death and, you know, Catholicism, and so I like people to come to see biblical Christianity and get to know Jesus Christ in a personal way and find, you know, joy and hope in their life, you know, versus, you know, having religion and death in their life. I don't know how to word that, you know. I'm just trying to say that, you know, a lot of, like, just that culture is plagued with a lot of, like death and stuff like that, symbolic, you know, stuff. But at the same time, I don't want to, like, I guess, go against anybody's traditions or whatever. Like, I know that some people like to do a little, like, you know, face paint and makeup and all that stuff, just kind of family tradition. They don't, like, maybe some people don't actually, like, celebrate death or whatever, but they just kind of, like, have that, you know. I don't want to be legalistic here, is what I'm saying. I don't want to come against anybody having, like, certain traditions and stuff. You know, I'm not somebody that would celebrate Halloween or anything like that, but at the same time, like, I'm the kind of person that's, like, not going to put anyone down for watching movies like Frankenstein or zombies and stuff like that, because it's honestly, fun to watch adventures, where you're, surviving apocalypse and stuff like that. It's not that I like gruesome stuff or death. I like to see, people come out alive in the end and surviving and stuff. It's like a story, an adventure. But anyway, I'm running short on time. I got to get out the door in like 2 minutes. That Sin Vergüenza album is awesome. It's got Angie Rose on it, Tommy Royale, all a bunch of 116 people like 1K Few, What Up RG, Lecrae. It's got Michael V on it, like this, popular Christian rap DJ. And it's got Kardec Drums, I guess that's the production. And it's got Wande on there. If y'all don't know who she is, she's like Christian, I don't like to always compare people to like the secular artists, but she sounds kind of like Cardi B or Nicki Minaj or something, but she's obviously like, for Jesus. There's another girl, obviously there's Angie Rose, but she's got her own style. She honestly reminds me more of Left Eye from that one old Christian group. I can't even think of the group name, but there's another lady from God Over Money that's I can't even think of her name. AI the Anomaly or something like that. So those are some female MCs to check out. Also, Heesun Lee. I can't really think of anything else to say about that album except it's fire. It's got all those like Spanish stuff. Maybe, hopefully someday they'll collab with World Rejects, and hopefully 116 will also collab with Literati. I want to see Lecrae do an H-Town album. Somebody needs to pressure him, or like, I don't want to say pressure because it sounds like manipulative and forceful, but like somebody give him the idea or the nudge and say, hey brother, why don't you work on an H-Town album? Get Tadashi on that thing. Get Von Juan on there. Trey 9, SOM, Cypreme, Drew Zoo, everybody that brand new knows that's like brand new you's known like all these years and listened to. Like, I know all the different homies, and maybe some of y'all know some people I don't know. But, we need to get some H-Town stuff, like, kind of like Church Clothes Mixtape, except like a H-Town, like, volume 1, 2, 3, something or another. I don't know what the name or title would be. Maybe y'all can think of something cool, but like Trill, Spill, or I don't know, like, Slow, Loud, and Bang, I don't know. I can't think of a name, but maybe y'all can, something that goes with Lecrae in H-Town. And I'm trying to get out the door real quick, real fast. So I'm going to close this out by saying, I also got an album by Deuce Trey called God Goals Grind, and it's pretty cool. I like the album a lot. It's got Von Juan on the Everything's Gonna Be Alright and Puntin' on there as well. I like the Throater Than Throat song. I like God Is Good. I like Take It Slow. I like all the tracks, but some of the beginning of the album was some of my favorite ones. Really, just in general, Deuce Trey has pretty good music. He's from Louisiana, but he's got that sort of H-Town vibe as well. Third Coast, Gulf Coast kind of feel. He's got that sound, so I hope to see more of Deuce Trey, and maybe he should be on that H-Town sound, stuff with Lecrae as well, so hopefully we'll see something. I wish Bushwick Bill was still alive, because then he could do something with Lecrae, but, hey, God can do miracles and raise the dead, so I wouldn't, rule out the possibility, but more than likely
I don't know. We might not see him again till heaven, but nonetheless,
we can still sample the voice of him we still have, and so it'd be cool. Maybe they can take samples of his Christian rap album and chop that up or something. But yeah, anyways, thank y'all for listening to my new episode. Check out those songs. Check me out, hotrapmix.com. Anywhere, Brand New You or Hot Rap Mix on social media, Instagram, Twitter. What else? TikTok. You know, just any place that you can find Brand New You or Hot Rap Mix, HOTRAPMIX all together, or Brand New You, BRANNUYU all together, and you'll be able to find me. And look me up anywhere, YouTube as well. Also look up Brandon Nolan, BRANDYNNOLEN. That's me on Facebook and YouTube. And you'll be able to find some of my channels searching Brand New You or Brandon Nolan. And, I can't really think of anything else to say except thank y'all again for listening. I've already plugged everything, I think. So, stay tuned for the next episode where I talk about Christian rap news, or maybe a new interview, or maybe a skit, maybe a song. It's random, you know. I hot wing it, you know. I bring you that fire. I like hot wings, and I like Christian rap, and I like country. So I like just a mix of different things, and I like fire. I like hot stuff. So Hot Rap Mix podcast or Brand New You podcast, whichever way you like it. But you know, stay tuned. Thank y'all. God bless y'all. And the doggy's sleeping, so I'm going to say hi for him and the kitty as well. Okay, that's not the puppy, obviously. But anyways, all right, y'all. I'll talk at y'all or to y'all later. Y'all, by the way, I do got a Discord, and I've been playing that Among Us game and some other games. If y'all are gamers like me, Brandman197, BRANMAN197. I think you need a number as well, so I might tell y'all that later on another podcast episode, the number, my Discord, or create like a group or something. I need to create groups for Christian rap as well, but you know, I do got Skype, Brandon.Nolan, BRANDYN, and Brandon.Nolan, NOLEN. Okay, so anyways, I'm getting out the door, y'all. Talk to y'all later. And this time, I mean it. Bye.